I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Cops in Columbus, Ohio got a call last Thursday night about a break-in at an apartment.
That's not too far from here.
It's a bit of a drive, but I mean, it gets worse, so listen to this. You might want to be careful. When they got to that apartment, they looked in the window, and they saw the burglar. He was a 22-year-old guy named Calvin. Guess where he's from, Alex?
Louisville.
Kentucky.
Oh, no.
Yep, Louisville, Kentucky. It has perked up Live the Web Girl's ears, too. Well, they saw the guy inside, and he had clearly made himself at home because he was naked.
Making a sandwich?
Nope. He was playing with some bologna, though.
Oh, gross.
Ew.
Yes, they caught him naked and tugging it on the couch. The cops stormed in and arrested him, and the entire thing was caught on their body cams. Listen, this is why men and women of law enforcement need more respect and need more pay. You should not have to walk in on some dude naked in an apartment just going to town on himself.
See, this is just shocking to me, because if the last thing that I'm going to do is that, if I break into someone's house, because you can't relax, you're going to be nervous.
But it might turn him on, though.
I know, but I'm like, how is he able to relax so much to be able to do that, you know?
The thrill of getting caught.
People do that. Yeah, I'm a big wuss. I'm like, let's stay inside with the windows closed under the blanket. The entire thing was caught on camera. He was charged with burglary and public indecency. On to your next dummy of the day story. A golf course employee in Michigan got angry on Saturday after he caught a 60-year-old guy sneaking beer onto the course. You guys ever go golfing?
Oh, come on. What's wrong with that? You're not allowed to have beer on the course?
Well, you're allowed to, but usually golf clubs are like, hey, let's sell you a $20 can of beer or whatever. Let's jack the price up. Like, they don't like you to bring your own
stuff. Oh, it's like the movie
stuff.
Theater or
yep,
whatever.
Yep. Yeah, we got to charge you an arm and a leg on top of the golfing price. So he snuck some beers onto the golf course. Well, this guy saw him throwing the empty cans out after his round was over. He was done golfing, and he knew, hey, wait a minute, that guy didn't pay for those beers here. So they started arguing about it. Then the worker pulled out a gun and fired.
Whoa.
Yeah, no kidding.
That really escalated.
Very quickly.
Yeah.
Very. He fired at least one shot, possibly three. Luckily, he didn't hit anyone. Apparently, he was the only one who got hurt, too, because after he pulled out the gun and shot, a bunch of other golfers wrestled the gun away from him and roughed him up on the ground. Police took the employee to a hospital, then to jail. No word yet on what he's being charged with.
Good grief, bro.
It's like, dude, like, unless it's like maybe your golf course and you guys are about to go out of business, like, you need every penny you can. Like, you're just an employee.
Right.
I don't get people like, I got to protect the bottom line here at Joe's Golf Course, and if you're sneaking on a six-pack of Busch Light, you're cutting into our profit.
That employee actually deserves a raise.
You think so?
Absolutely. He's fighting for his company.
Nuts.
And your final dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show today is it's all about revenge. There's a family in Colorado Springs, Colorado, that has a problem. For the past few weeks, a woman has been jogging past their house and making a quick pit stop on their lawn to do a little doo-doo, a little poo-poo.
Are you kidding me?
I am not, Alex. And from the pictures the family has taken of the woman, so they've been able to snap her in action, she looks totally normal, not like some weird slob. She looks like, hey, just a normal
like
person.
Like a housewife?
She's so hot.
Yeah, honestly, except for the poo, and she sounds like it. Yeah, totally normal. She's in good shape. She wears a nice spandex running outfit. But apparently, she doesn't like to use toilets. The family say they've confronted her and asked her to stop multiple times, but she will not. She even brings along napkins or paper towels to take care of business, to clean up.
I was going
to
say, is she not wiping? Oh,
she's so, cleaning up. That's fine. She's like a dog.
Yeah, but this is a premeditated poop. You can't do that.
She leaves the paper in their yard, or does she take it with her in a little bag, like a human bag instead of a doggy
bag? I bet you she leaves it, right? Like, there's no way she, like, you don't carry your own stuff with you. I hate carrying my doggy bags when I'm doing stuff.
I've heard so many horror stories about people that do, like, long-distance running poop in their pants. Like, so many people have done that.
That's why I don't even like to walk places, just in case that actually happens. I'm not even going to mess with that.
You guys have never heard that?
No, I haven't heard a ton of stories. I've heard a story here or there where it's like, yeah, you're doing a marathon. You're like,
yeah, exactly.
Uh-oh.
The marathon runners, they always crap their pants.
Mile 18, looks like I got something. There we go.
Yeah.
I had a group of friends in high school who ran cross country and would do it. Like, every race.
See?
It was like part of their routine.
Somebody needs to invent some kind of cross-country diaper.
But okay, I'm being serious here, and I don't want to say how. Has anybody ever actually tried to go to the bathroom while running? It's not easy to do.
No. While running?
I don't run.
One or two. It's not. Tweet us, Joe and Alex Show, if you've ever tried to go to the bathroom while you are running.
Yeah, try right now.
No, because I've tried it. I think I was in water or something. But it's hard. When your body's in motion, even to go number one, it's really hard.
Yeah.
It's reserved for like animals for fight or flight. You know what I mean? They're like, I'm out of here.
It's been difficult. I've tried to try to go to the bathroom in a lake. In a body of water, it's hard to go.
I've done that before, too. And yeah. The force of the water made it very hard.
It's hard. What?
I've never tried it. You've never tried it? Dude.
No, we're not trying to go in the pool. You're listening. Trying to go when I'm running.
No. You can't doo-doo in the pool, but in the lake, sure.
Sometimes you have to. If there's not a bathroom on a boat, whatever. Y'all can judge.
I'm not judging.
I've done it.
Liv's done the most out of anybody here. Oh God. Okay. Well, yeah. They say she did the paper towels and the napkins and all that to wipe. So it seems premeditated. The cops think it's possible revenge pooping. Although, as far as they can tell, this woman who pooped outside, she might be the same one that pooped outside of a Walgreens on other people's yards too. So this lady's a serial premeditated pooper. I don't know what's going on with her. Anyways, the cops now have turned to the public for help tracking her down. She'll be facing a decent exposure and public defecation charges, which I've never known anybody to be charged with public, you know, defecation.
So. Me neither.
Defecation, no breathing.
Don't give a... There we go.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
All right, now everybody say it with me. Who is our favorite pop star on this show?
Smash Mouth.
No.
Katy Perry.
No. We don't say that name here. Come on, guys. Really? Really? We've been talking about her all week. Our fave?
That's why we're not talking about her now.
Demetrius Lavatrius.
Oh,
duh.
I thought you were going to say Taylor or something.
No. I mean, Taylor, yes, but our second most favorite, Demetrius Lavatrius, told Jimmy Fallon a funny story about a bunch of rappers coming over to her house.
I had just gone through a breakup. I was like, I'm newly single. I want to meet people. Like, I called my friend Devo. I was like, Devo, just invite people over. He was like, okay. A couple hours later, Snoop Dogg was there. So then, like, French Montana was there, and Ty Dolla $ign and Wiz Khalifa, and all these people were there. And I was like, wait a second. I just wanted to have a couple people over to hang out. And all of a sudden, my house is, like, filled with pot, smoke, everywhere. I wasn't going to tell Snoop not to smoke in my house. So I was like, okay, Snoop, do what you want.
Yeah.
And then my chef came in the next morning and was like, smells like Snoop Dogg was here. I was like, no, he literally was.
I wonder how long that lingers.
Dude, I want a chef. I want a personal chef.
You're not going to eat anything they make anyways.
Well, that's the thing.
What's a personal chef going to make for you?
Chicken nuggets. That's the thing. You get a chef that's going to make like the three things that I eat. They'll fry me up steak. They'll make me some shrimp and noodles,
some
chili.
No.
Chicken nuggets.
You get a chef so they can make you all that stuff you don't know how to make. You know how to make all those things.
Crème brûlée. Love me some crème brûlée.
What is that? I thought it was creme brulee.
No, it's creme brulee. You're thinking of creme de la creme, homie.
I think it is creme brulee, Alex.
No, it's crumb.
Creme brulee.
No, it's crumb brulee.
You have crumbs in your brulee?
317-239.
What kind of brulee are you eating over there, girl?
009.
I need a real chef to call us.
What's she order?
Crème brûlée.
It is crème brûlée.
You got
brûlée.
I order it all the time.
And they just like, oh, okay, we'll get you something close to that.
Sorry, we don't have crème brûlée, but we have crème brûlée.
I know it's spelled like crème, but it is pronounced
crème. Is it crème brûlée?
Instead of crème, you sound
I'd
dumb.
Say it's crème brûlée. It's been crème brûlée everywhere
it's
I've been.
It's crème brûlée.
No, it isn't. 317-239-1009. Crème or crumb?
You're the dummy. You're the dummy.
You're the crummy of the day.
You're
the
crumb brulee. You're the crummy.
You're the crummy of the brulee.
All right, we'll get some calls in a second. Hold on, wait. Maybe this is a person right now. Hey, good morning. Chef on line number one. What's going on?
I'm not a chef, but it's creme. It's creme brulee.
Bye. We're going through a tunnel. I can't hear you.
Wait, so you're saying it's not crumb?
It's not crumb. It's creme. I love creme brulee.
Alex,
but
it's creme brulee. And you've been ordering it wrong your whole life.
My ex-boyfriend calls me a crummer. Because every time I eat snacks, I'd crumb all over myself.
Crumb, baby, crumb, baby, baby, crumb, crumb.
I'm crumbing.
Can you crumb for me?
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning to the Joe and Alex Show. All right, for now on, how do you say it?
Creme brulee.
There you go. Hold on, I want to continue this assault. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Alyssa.
Hey, what do you call it?
I am calling it creme brulee, for sure.
Are you a chef?
No, I worked at a high-end steakhouse downtown, and I went to culinary school. And it is for sure creme brulee.
All right, fine.
Wait, wait, wait. Which high-end steakhouse do you work at?
Steak and Shake.
I work at Char Blue downtown.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you a funny story. Listen to this. I was there on Valentine's Day on a first date when you guys caught
on fire.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we evacuated that whole mofo and then had to, like, pretty much everyone ate for free that night.
That was an epic story. If you are a new Joe and Alex Show listener, you've got to, like, go back on our podcast on RadioNotIndie.com and find the one of me talking about my crazy Valentine's Day first date, because I went to Char Blue and then it freaking got on fire.
Wait, are you guys, we need to hook up, Liv the Web Girl is a new girl working on the show. Are you looking for, like, we need to get you a high-paying job. I bet, like, the waiters and servers there make a lot of money, don't they?
Isn't this the high-paying job?
Yeah, this is a high-paying job.
During the winter months, it's a little more, it's better, but, like, summer was completely dead.
Ooh,
well, hey, hang on the line. We want to see if you can get our girl an in right there.
Yeah, once again, what's it called? What kind of brulee?
It is creme brulee, hands
Alex.
Down.
Hear that, Alex? Sorry. She's in a high-end steakhouse.
Hang on the line. We'll get your info after Alex's garbage, okay?
Okay, cool.
Thank you. Hang on. All right, Alex. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to beat you up, but oh my God, can you guys believe she said crumb?
She's stuck by it, too. So, no, it's crumb brulee.
I've been calling
Oregon
it that
my whole life.
I'm still calling it that. 28-year-old Playboy model Jenna Bentley has announced she might get a breast reduction. Her large 36E breasts, which are natural, nearly knocked her out recently while she was out for a jog. One of them popped up and hit her in the face. She says it felt like I'd been sucker punched.
I couldn't imagine being a girl with, like, big boobs and having that be a problem, but you're just doing your thing.
Ryan Phillippe's ex-girlfriend is accusing him of assaulting her earlier this year. She filed a $1 million lawsuit against the actor and ex-boyfriend, claiming assault, battery, and intentional infliction of emotional distress. The 21-year-old alleges that the 43-year-old actor kicked, punched, and threw her down a flight of stairs during a fight that happened on the 4th of July. She says that the fight at the actor's house happened because she threatened to leave, and then he reacted by attacking her. He grabbed her upper arm so tightly that his grip left heavy bruises on her arm an hour later, and then he braced his body and violently threw her down his staircase as hard as he could. I sure hope that isn't true, because Ryan Phillippe is hot, and I want to be able to fantasize about him without him being a wife beater.
So if he was an ugly fat dude, you'd be like, I could see that.
Yeah, of course. Not the hot ones, please. Anything but that. Avril Lavigne, our queen, has been named the most dangerous celebrity on the internet. Cybersecurity firm McAfee said Tuesday that Lavigne, whose last album came out in 2013 and has been dead since 2003. No, I'm kidding. But there is a conspiracy theory that she's dead.
I believe that one too, by the way.
I do too. There's a conspiracy theory she died a long time ago and has been replaced. But anyway, so they're saying that she's the most likely celebrity to land users on websites that carry viruses or malware. Searches for her have a 14.5% chance of landing on a web page with the potential for online threats, a number that increases to 22% if users type her name and search for free MP3s. Bruno Mars was second on the list, followed closely behind by Carly Rae Jepsen, Zayn Malik, Celine Dion, Calvin Harris, Justin Bieber, Sean Diddy Combs, Katy Perry, and Beyonce rounded out the top 10 list. According to a new lawsuit, two songwriters who wrote a hit song, Haters Gonna Hate, 16 years ago, say Taylor Swift's Shake It Off is 20% their song. It was recorded by 3LW, if you remember them, and among the lyrics are Players They Gonna Play and Haters They Gonna Hate. They want a ton of money. Taylor's rep says this is a ridiculous claim and nothing more than a money grab. The law is simple and clear. They don't have a case. Here's a clip of 3LW's song. Well, there you have it.
Potatoes gonna potato?
No, potatoes gonna potate.
Oh.
Brulee's gonna brulee.
Crumbs are gonna crumb.
Crumbs are gonna crumb. If you learned anything from the Joe and Alex Show this morning, honey, it is that crumbs are gonna crumb. That is the garbage.
So, cool news. I just moved into a new place in Broad Ripple. I was living in Fishers, but this is actually a house we're renting. And it's just that awkward thing now of, you know, you're all loaded in, you're trying to unpack all your stuff. And I just was like, oh, gosh, I'm so thirsty. I'm sweating over here. It's hot. We're unloading everything. I opened the fridge. I didn't think anything would be in there. But lo and behold, sweet baby Jesus, there was something in the fridge, guys.
What?
In the fridge component, in that part, there was bottled water, there was cherry Pepsi, and there was some bologna.
Ooh, please don't tell me you ate that bologna.
Don't tell me you drank any of that stuff either.
I didn't have the bologna, but yeah, I went to town on the drinks, so the water and the cherry Coke, because it was all closed. It wasn't like a 2-liter.
I picture like a half open 2-liter. Yeah. Joe's still drinking it anyway.
Why wouldn't you drink it if it was a half open 2-liter?
Because it's a half open 2-liter. Gross. They could have drinking that, put their mouth straight on it.
Maybe, but they were two girls. Girls don't do that, right? Girls don't just chug, chug, chug.
I don't know. I've had friends that, like, I've gone to their house and I've seen them, like, just open juice and drink it straight out of the bottle.
I've known some chuggers.
Okay. Now, check this out. This is the where they really hooked me up, though, in the actual freezer department. First of all, I'm so excited. Our freezer now has an ice maker. I'm living the high life, guys. For a whole year, I had to make little ice cubes myself.
You didn't have an ice maker in your apartment? I have one.
No, previous apartment did not have that. It's been a while
since. So you use like those trays?
The trays, yeah. The blue trays,
yes. Are you a tap water ice guy?
Well, where else are you going to get it from?
A bottle of water. Yeah.
Wait, hold on. This is a whole nother discussion. You guys take like Alex's bottled water right here, her Dasani, and you would pour it individually into the ice tray?
I would, more like the gallon of water, and you pour it in there. Just, I don't like the taste of that, you
distilled.
Know?
Oh my God, you guys are so like...
The tap water here
I've
is
never
disgusting.
Heard of that.
Yeah, I got lucky at my last place. We had an ice maker, but now I don't have an ice maker at my place, so I will get the trays, and I will use bottled or like a gallon of water and pour it in there.
Wow, I swear to God, I've never heard of anybody doing that before.
I mean, I have never done that, but I would agree that if I was forced to make my own ice, if I didn't have an ice maker, I would.
Wow, that blows my mind. Okay.
The ice melts and you just taste
it. Just
like
tastes
the
lead
or whatever. Yeah, whatever. The toilet water.
What was in the freezer?
Inside the freezer was ice cream sandwiches.
No, do not eat that.
Don't do that.
Oh, they're so good, guys.
Joe.
I've already had them. They're good.
Ew.
Why is that so gross?
You don't eat leftover food from people you don't know who they are.
And you don't leave leftover food if you're moving out.
Yeah,
it's
gross.
Both gross.
It's a gift. Like, what if they would have left me a 6-pack of beer?
A gift? I don't have a problem with the things that are in cans or the sealed bottled waters. I'm fine with that. But I am not okay with you eating food.
Okay. They also let me, I think it's called Luigi's. It's like a frozen, like ice shavings, like a frozen, like lemonade cup, kind of. You know what I'm talking about? Like a dessert.
Ugh.
Oh, guys, it's so good.
Was now, it half eaten or what?
No, fully sealed. They were fully sealed, but it's just absolutely amazing. It's so good. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. What do you want to say?
Hey, I just want to know where you guys think the ice water comes or the water comes from when you're making ice out of the freezer.
Oh, no. Don't tell me things like that.
Wait a
Throw
minute.
The fridge away.
Light the fridge on fire.
Yeah, burn it.
Crap, I didn't think about
Have
that.
Have you ever heard of anybody doing that?
Out of the tap.
Yeah, but there's a filter in there.
Oh, yeah.
Where I work, the girls that I work with are pretty bougie, and they fill it up out of the gallon.
I've never
home,
heard
I just
of
get
that.
It out of the tap.
What, is it filtered, though? There's got to
be
a filter.
Yeah, there's a filter.
Out of the freezer? I'm not sure, but I know that your fridge hooks up to the tap line.
Yeah, but there's a good filter there. But I've never heard of anybody, but you have a coworker. I've never heard, and I don't think NYK is like a bougie guy or like an elitist or like too good for the room.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, but like I swear to God, in my 31 years on this earth, I've never heard of that.
Never heard of what?
Never heard of anybody taking like bottled water and making ice
yeah,
cubes
out
of it.
Yeah, you best believe that is me, yeah,
no,
for sure.
No wonder you're so stingy. Can I get an ice cube? No.
Hold on, producer NYK, in your new apartment, do you have an ice maker in your
freezer? I don't have an ice maker, so I will be doing it that way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But I will be using... a gallon of water or some sort of like water, filtered water to make the ice cubes because I don't like the taste of tap water, melted ice in my soda or my water or anything. Yeah.
What is your cleaning supply closet like? I mean, is it just overflowing?
Yes, it's a cleaning product known to man.
He got a two-bedroom unit, one to sleep in, one's for cleaning and disinfecting.
And I use ice and everything. Like I'm drinking a soda right now, but inside there's ice in there. And
where
we've
did
got,
you get ice here?
We've got crushed ice upstairs. It's an ice machine. With an ice filter.
Alex, has never, filter. Alex has never been to the second floor.
It's true. I don't. I'm too lazy.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Hey, this is Debbie.
Hey, what'd you want to say real quick?
Well, I wanted to give you one even better. I buy the little ice cube trays that are the long ice cubes. I put bottled water in that, and then I take them out and put the ice cubes inside my bottled water.
Why?
Yes.
Why? Why do you do that?
Well, because sometimes I'm on the go, and I don't necessarily have time to put my bottled water to get it cold. So I just take the long ice cubes and put a couple of them in my bottled water and go on the go so it'll stay cold for a while.
Debbie. I saw those while I was shopping this week. They make the trays with the long ice cubes that you stick in there. And I'm the type of guy, I put my bottled water in the freezer for like, you know, a little bit.
If half
I
ever, an hour, hour.
Yeah, yeah. I used to drink milk a long time ago, or put milk with cereal. I don't do it anymore, but I'd put the milk in the freezer too.
Debbie, it's called a Yeti cup. Invest in one. It is the best thing that I have purchased this year. I'm dead serious.
Oh, you can get the knockoff brand. You don't have to get a Yeti. That's just a high-priced version.
Whatever.
Right there.
Get the real thing. It's awesome.
Hey, thank you guys for your calls. Not even what I was intending. I was going to share some great news about the free food they left behind, but I learned something new today. Guess what I'm getting you for Christmas?
What?
Bag of ice. I'm going to hook you up, man. Oh, yeah. It is the Joe and Alex Show.
We're about to play some phone sex.
But it ain't like that. No, it's really simple. You call in. Make sure you're listening on your phone, not your radio. 317-239-1009. If you're calling in, and you simply have to guess the sex of the next, what are we doing, two or three people in a row?
Two people in a row. You got to guess their gender correctly.
Are they going to be a man or a woman? Whatever they're identifying as, that's what we're looking for this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show. You do that, you'll get passes to The Kingsman, The Golden Circle, a movie screening going on this Thursday night at the Indy's largest screen, by the way, at IMAX, at the Indiana State Museum. Sorry, a lot of words in front of me. I'm not good at talking. Let's get to it. Let's go to line number one. We've got Nicole on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hey.
Nicole.
Wow, you just sound like you're having the worst day ever already.
Who pooped in your Cheerios?
Well, it wasn't that lady that pooped in the yard.
Oh, good. Thank goodness.
All right, Nicole, all you got to do is guess two people in a row if they're a man or a woman the next line we pick up. You do that, and you're going to win those passes, okay?
Okay.
All right, is the next line we pick up, Nicole, going to be a man or a woman?
I'm going to say woman.
All right, let's go to the next line. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Michelle.
Ooh!
Oh!
Sorry, Michelle.
Sorry,
you're
Michelle.
Out.
But Nicole, there you go. You got one.
All you have to do is get the next one correct and play.
Pressure is on.
Phone sex.
But it ain't like that. All right. Are you ready, Nicole?
I'm ready.
Next phone line we pick up. Is it going to be a man or a woman?
Oh, let's do man.
All right. Going to the next line. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
It's Matt.
Matt, are you a man?
Yep.
Oh! Oh! Wow!
Congratulations, Nicole.
Phone sex was a quickie today.
No kidding. That was Joe Pesh style. Hey, Matt, thank you, buddy. You get nothing, but maybe Nicole will thank you later.
Hey, at least she gets something out of it, you know?
Yeah. Exactly. Just
ladies first.
Go wait outside the IMAX. Maybe you'll see her and she'll let you in or something.
The climax? What'd you say?
No. The IMAX.
Oh, IMAX. IMAX.
Hey, but we're not going to judge if you do want a climax at the IMAX, but the Indiana State Museum might.
That could be a big selling point. Hey, come and climax at the IMAX like you've never seen it before.
Yeah, don't do that.
Okay, congratulations going out this morning to Nicole. Hang on the line. We will hook you up with those passes to The Kingsman, The Golden Circle. That premiere is going on Thursday night. We'll have these again tomorrow and Thursday here on The Joe and Alex Show right around this time. What crazy lengths has someone gone to get you to go out with them, and did it work? 317-239-1009.
Last night, I was swiping away on Bumble, trying to find my future husband, and I came across this lovely-looking guy named Doug.
Hey, Doug.
Shout out to Doug. He's a sweetheart. He really is. So, you know, this isn't something to call him out in a mean way. It's just, it's cute, but I got to be honest here and share this with you. So, Doug and I matched, and he doesn't have in his bio where he's from, so you always assume that who you're talking to is from here local, mm-hmm. you know, so I was like, I always ask that too because it is my number one pet peeve finding out when guys are not even from here because it's a waste of my time. I've done the long distance thing. I have flown to New York City to see a guy I was talking to. I used to drive like 7 hours and go see somebody that lived in Knoxville every weekend. I've done it all. I've had somebody that lived in Portland come fly to see me. Like it's annoying. It sucks doing long distance and I want to try to find somebody I can actually like get to know here in real life in person on a regular basis.
And see more than once a year. Yeah.
And so I'm talking to him and I go, do you live here? And he said, sadly, I don't. This is my first of two business trips out here. And I said, because I'm so sick. I feel like every guy I match with is just something that happens to me. Every guy's not from here. So I was saying that like I was disappointed and basically like, well, I'm uninterested now because I'm not going to waste my time with somebody that doesn't even live here. So then he says, well, I'm just going to be honest then. I honestly think you're hands down the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. I was going to go for a walk around the canal later tonight and then find somewhere to eat. Any chance you'd like to join me and maybe show me around?
Then afterwards, I can kill you and dump you in the canal.
And I was like, he probably knew because it took me a minute to write back because I was like thinking like, how am I going to turn him down? And so I was like taking a second and then he double texted me. He said, if you think about it, only good can come of this. And then I said, that's so nice. The only thing is I live 30 minutes north of downtown. I don't really go out on weekdays since I have to be up and or get up really early. I go to bed very early, but enjoy the canal. It's gorgeous. He said, okay, hear me out. When do you go to bed? And I was like, oh, here we go. So he's trying to wheel and deal with me. I said, 8 o'clock. And this was like 6:30 at night when he's texting me. So I said, 8. It takes me an hour and 15 minutes to get ready because I was sitting there with no makeup on. Like, I have makeup on today because we're filming a video after the show. But if you look on our Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show, I look like the Crypt Keeper 99% of the time during the morning show because I roll out of bed. I have zero makeup. And I'll be honest, I'm very self-aware. I know that I am not a girl that's pretty without makeup. Like, I look pretty rough. I look like a completely different person with a full face on. So I knew I wasn't going to be like just getting ready in 15 minutes meeting him. It'd take a minute to get this face looking decent. So I said, it takes me an hour and 15 minutes to get ready. It's a 30-minute drive. I wouldn't even be getting down there till I had to go to bed. I'm sorry. He said, and then he kept going. He said, okay, just think about this. I'm sure you look stunning now. You don't even need to get ready. So get in an Uber. I'll even pay for it. That'll put you here at 6:15. We can walk the canal for 15 minutes. I'll call, make us a reservation along the canal that leaves us 1 hour for dinner, and then I promise I'll have you in an Uber at 7:30. I said, I have zero makeup on. My hair is in a messy bun. I'm not even suitable for a junkyard. Thanks, but no thanks. And he kept going the rest of the night, like, still trying to convince me, and I just eventually, like, stopped replying. I'm sure he's a nice guy, and, like, the first time I'm cool with the guy asking me out, if I say no, he, like, gives it one more shot. Like,
be a
what
little
he did.
Persistent.
Like,
yeah.
A little bit persistent, I think, is really, like, flattering, and I'm into that, but if I still say no after the second time you try to approach me about a date, then like, dude, like, it no means no, you know, in all aspects of dating, physical, non-physical, whatever, like, no means no. So I got annoyed at that point. I'm sure he's a nice guy, but like, bro, cool your jets. So then I just started thinking, like, you know, at some point with some woman, this kind of thing has worked though. So then I started thinking about, you know, how has somebody like crazily pursued you to try to get you to go out? And then what did they do? And then did it work? Did you deny them like I did? Or were you like, okay, I'm going to give this guy a chance. And then now you're married or something.
All right. 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. You should have just told the guy this.
Just leave me alone.
I should have just sent him our Joe and Alex Show Instagram and said, bro, this is what I look like right now. I have no makeup on. I guarantee you don't want to go out with me still.
Let's see. I think we got John on line one. If he's still there. John, did you have something happen where you went to crazy lengths to go after somebody?
Slightly crazy lengths. I actually met my wife on Bumble.
Ooh, Alex,
how?
Listen.
How? Tell me.
How I got very, very lucky. It was like shortly after I moved to Indianapolis about a year and a half ago. And I was living in a hotel at the time for a few months for temporary living. And I was just kind of swiping, figuring out who I could meet. And I matched with my now wife. And I was like, man, I was like, she's so pretty. I was like, everything's just like, she seemed like a really nice girl. And she kept saying she was sick. And I felt like that was like a, I don't want to hang out type sick.
Yeah.
So I was really nervous about that. So I kept telling her that my immune system is like a team of ninjas. And we had to hang out anyway.
That's
and
cute.
We did, and we've hung out every day since then, and then got married. And yeah, so it's gone well.
Okay, what was on her Bumble bio or profile that made you swipe right and made you think, I've got to pursue this girl, and even though she's sick, get her to go out with me?
Well, first off, she's a real cute blonde girl. That always helps. And she had pictures of her two dogs on there. One's a chocolate lab and the other one's a Catahoula leopard dog. You have to Google it. Her name's Dixie. She's super cute. She's a Catahoula leopard dog.
Boo boo mama.
Kind of
juju.
A rare breed. Exactly. But she's got one blue eye, one brown eye, and then she had a picture of the other one is a chocolate lab and he was a puppy. So he was super, super cute, and I love dogs.
Okay.
And it seems like John wanted to go out for the dogs more than her.
Yeah. Who are you really trying to go out with, John? That's cute.
Dude, man, thank you for calling in. All right. I like this. 317-239-1009. What crazy links has someone gone to try to get you to go out with them? And did it work? Or absolutely not. You're like, dude. Just leave me alone.
Somebody's going to call in and say they got a restraining order. You know what's going to happen.
Oh, please, please call in. We'll get the cops involved. What crazy lengths has someone gone to get you to go out with them? And did it work? 317-239-1009. Alex is back on Bumble. Kind of took like a month or two off of dating. Just gave up. But you made a connection last night with a guy. That's
Young
awesome.
Doug.
That is great news.
Young Doug, we'll call him. And Young Doug was so desperate to go out with me that he even went so far as to say, Alex, it's okay that you have no makeup on. Just meet me downtown at the canal anyway. I won't care. I'm sure you look beautiful anyways. I was like, honey, I look like the Crypt Keeper.
I could see that on a bad morning.
Yeah,
sure,
I noticed all the people that followed us on Instagram, too, to see how ugly I am without makeup.
Yeah, then all the people that unfollow, like, damn!
At Joe and Alex Show.
You don't look like the Crypt Keeper without makeup.
I feel like I do. It's fine. You know, I'm saying it. You guys can't say it, but I can say it.
I could say it. 317-239, but I don't believe it. 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on our Twitter and Instagram. Liv the Web Girl, what are we getting this morning?
Kelsey said she ghosted a guy who told his mom and family all about her before they even met. Too soon.
What? It's not too soon. You can get excited about somebody.
And then Nicole said, my husband used to mess up his time card at work on purpose so he would have to come and talk to me so he could correct it. Then he started getting ice all the time because the ice was right by me. Him and a friend that was a coworker as well made me go to dinner with them one night. So he was so shy. I told him that I wasn't into him and he said to let him prove it to him and she was wrong.
That's cute. That's what you get. Ice machine.
Be persistent, guys, until they call the cops. Chloe, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. You got your own little story, don't you?
I do, actually.
Let's hear it.
Okay, so back when I was in, like, I think junior year of my high school life or whatever, I was playing on Xbox Live with some friends of mine, and they brought this guy in on the chat. So you already know it's going to be creepy. So... I was just, like, playing games, and this guy goes, wow, I never play Xbox Live with girls. You know, the common line that guys always say,
sure.
You know, being weird. So I was like, yeah, it's fun and all. And he goes, well, what's your Instagram, Facebook, whatever? And I was like, I don't really feel comfortable sending it out. And he was like, no, I'm really not that weird, I promise. And I was like, okay, well, I'm a junior in high school, what do I care? So I was like, sure, here it is. Here's my Instagram. Here's my Facebook. He adds me on it, and he starts messaging me. I'm like, how old are you? Because I'm looking at his picture, and I'm like, you're not my age, are you? And he was like, no, but how old do you think you would date?
Ew, this is already going to end up bad.
And I was like, I'm only 17, so... 18, 19.
How old was this guy?
He goes, well, I'm 28.
Ew.
Oh, okay. He might have thought she was legal, and I'm not trying to defend like an underage thing, but
no.
I thought you were going to say he's like 57.
Still.
No. So he was like, I'm 28, and I just don't think it'd be that big of a deal.
Yeah, no, he's weird. He's definitely weird. He wanted a noob, literally.
Age is just a number. In the sex world, Alex is a noob. There we go.
I am a noob.
That's what I... 317-239-1009.
Send noobs.
Sarah's on the Joe and Alex Show. What crazy links has someone gone to get you to go out with them, Sarah?
When I was in high school, there was this older guy that liked me, and he actually kept asking me out all the time, and I kept saying no. And finally, I told him that he could come pick me up. So he brought a limo to my high school.
And
I told him I couldn't go out with him. And he said, well, you can bring your friend with you. So he let me bring my friend with me, and he did magic tricks in the limo.
That's so precious. Did you end up liking him or still no?
No, never.
Do magic tricks work for the ladies out there? Like,
that just depends.
Definitely not.
You were like, can you make yourself disappear?
Hey, Sarah, thank you for calling in this morning, the Joe and Alex Show. This is Alex's iTunes playlist last night. She had a guy on Bumble that seemed really great. And Alex is like, oh, you're from out of town. Dang it. Because he was just visiting for business. And she's like, oh, I lost interest. No thanks. He kept on begging her to come down, grab some food. He would even drive you there, like pick an Uber up for you. And you're like, hell no.
Yeah. He wanted me. He was going so far as to say, it's fine. Just meet me on the canal without any makeup on. I was like, bruh, have you seen me without makeup?
317-239-1009. Let's get to some social media real quick. Live the Web Girl. We got Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram, and also Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook. What did people say and that happened to them?
Will with two L's says that he begged his girlfriend to take her to a sorority date party. She was originally going with another guy named Will with one L.
I would avoid anybody named Will in general. I don't trust them.
Yeah, and then Nick said, wifey now used to go to my cousin's work that she went to school with to bug her about me and show up to my work just to buy stuff.
Aw, cute.
317-239-1009. Let's go to line three. Is Andy. Andy on the Joe and Alex Show. What's your story?
Yes. I had actually rejected my fiance now because of persistent men. He had messaged me, and I was just instantly like, no, thank you. Not interested in it at all.
Message you on what?
On Facebook.
Okay.
And I didn't really want anything to do with it because of how annoying and pushy and perverted men were. And he took my attitude very lightly. I kind of instantly came at him with an attitude. And we are now... we've been together for 2 years. We're getting married in October.
What?
And have a 4-month. Yeah, we have a 4-month old baby boy. We had kids already, and he decided to be smooth one day and asked me to join him on a play date.
Oh, did you name your baby together Mark Zuckerberg?
I was really hoping to hear this was an AOL Instant Messenger hookup.
Oh, that would have been cute too.
No, it was a successful messenger hookup.
Hey, thank you so much. We appreciate your call this morning, Andy. 317-239-1009. Chris on the Joe and Alex Show. Oh, if what I see on the screen, this is not good. What happened, Chris?
So back in, like, right after I graduated high school, there was a girl that I liked, but she was dating my roommate at the time. So never made a move or anything on her. They broke up, but then I ended up not seeing her for like 7 years. And one day she just randomly showed up at a party that I was at. Started talking to her. She ended up coming. We had a party at my house a couple times, and she came to him. And when I asked her out, she told me no because she had history with my cousin back in high school, and that she thought that would just be weird. So she asked me if I would be her best guy friend.
Ew.
So I kind of took it as a stab to the heart, you know, friend zoned.
Yeah.
Come to find out later, her history with my cousin was just they had kissed in high school.
Oh, she was immediately friend zoning you. She used that as an excuse.
And, so she, I mean, I did what she asked. I hung out with her, you know, I never made a move on her, never did anything. But she ended up having a surgery, and I was the only person who came to visit her after her surgery.
Please tell me you got together.
We did end up getting together afterwards, dated for a couple years, and we are now married. have a baby together. We both had kids from previous marriages. And just one big, happy, mixed family now.
I'm crying.
You're like the friend zone survival story. Like, I made it past.
That is so precious.
It's the only one I think I've ever heard of.
That is so great.
It's a friend zone unicorn. That's awesome, Chris, man. Thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show this morning. If you got anything else you couldn't get through, we'd like to hear what you think on social media. Joe and Alex show, give us a follow on Instagram. Plus, if you want to see, hey, what does Alex really look like without any makeup? You can do that.
I can't believe we're advertising this. We're using this as bait to get followers. This is the worst. This is the lowest point of my life.
Go check out Alex is Ugly.
Or you can go see Liv the Web Girl. She's kind of cute, too.
Liv the Web Girl's way cuter than me.
Oh, my gosh. Shut up, Alex.
And if you're into fat, hairy, sweaty men, well, then maybe there's a photo of me up there, too. Yes, just saying. There is. Go check it out.
It's time for Joe Wants to Know.
So what had happened was...
There was a leprechaun in the tree. Real OGs know what that is.
Yesterday, I'm leaving work, okay? I'm in a good mood. I don't know why, but I was feeling really good. I was feeling happy. And there's two glass doors to get in and out of our building. Like, you go through one, then you go through another. I open up the first one, and I'm like, oh, hey, look it, a woman's getting off the elevator. My mama taught me to be a good gentleman, so I'm going to hold the door for the lady.
Sure.
That's what I did. I held the door. And then she comes up right behind me, and I'm like, okay, cool. Doing my thing. I go through the next one, and I'm like, wait a minute. Did I not hear you? Hello? Lady, she didn't say thank you.
Rude.
For real. What an a-hole thing to do. Am I wrong with that? I got so upset. Like, if somebody opens the door for you, you're supposed to say thank you.
Was she on her phone, distracted?
No. And then I posted it online, and producer MYK is like, hey, I saw your post. Was it a guy or a girl that you held the door for? Have you had this happen to you too, producer MYK?
The same person?
Like, you've held the door for and they don't say anything? They're unappreciative?
I know for a fact there's somebody in this building that's notorious for not saying a damn thing when you open the door for them.
What do you mean notorious? Like, there's been a bunch of people that have discussed this person being rude?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Ooh. I'm not saying, like, look, if I open the door for you, Alex, you shouldn't be like, oh my gosh, Joe, thank you so much for holding the door open for me. What a kind thing to do. But you're like, hey, thank you. Thanks.
Or acknowledge your presence.
Yeah, like I'm alive. She looked at me like, oh God, this guy's probably thinking of me naked right now.
What?
Like, she looked at me that way, like just total, would that be resting bitch face? I don't know what it was, but she
RBF.
Was 317-239-1009. I put this on my Facebook last night and I thought, like, oh, everybody'd agree with me. But like half the people were like, Joe, get over yourself.
Really?
Like you, just because you do something nice for somebody doesn't mean you should get rewarded for it.
Okay, so what's the main question then?
I guess I want to know, am I right to get upset when someone doesn't say thank you for like holding the door or doing something nice? Like, shouldn't you be acknowledged every single time that happens?
Okay, I'm going to put a poll on Twitter.
Okay.
Is at Joe Pesh Radio overreacting if someone doesn't thank him for holding open the door?
317-239-1009. Joe and Alex show. Look, people are calling in like crazy. I think we might have struck a chord here this morning. Let's go to it. We'll roll the dice. Hey, Joe and Alex show. Who's this?
This is Crystal.
Crystal, are you the person that works in the same building as me?
No.
Okay, what do you think about this?
I think it's rude. I think people feel like they're totally entitled to the door being held open for them, and I think it's rude. Mm. They need to say thank you.
Do you ever do anything? And that's what I want to hear from people, too, because some people suggested, like, you should have been like, oh, you're welcome. No problem, you're welcome.
I would have definitely said you're welcome.
You got bigger cojones than I do.
Is this? Give us some more information about this person. Is it an older woman? Is it like a middle-aged person, or is it a millennial?
No. 30s, I'd say probably. Like 30-year-old woman, maybe early 40s, attractive looking, good. I mean, like, she's probably used to having everything, you know, given to her and done for her, probably.
So she thinks she's better than everybody else.
Oh, totally. She's like, oh, look at this fat, bald guy. 317-239-1009. Good morning, Joe and Alex show. Who's this?
My name's Angela.
Angela, were you the person that I work with that didn't say thank you?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Now, what do you think about this? Like, am I kind of being upset being a little baby that they didn't acknowledge me or say thank you?
No. See, like, so when there's two doors, if someone holds both of them open for me, I feel really uncomfortable saying thank you twice. But she didn't say thank you at all, right?
No, yeah. And I agree. That is an awkward, like, you don't say double thank you. It's redundant. But the first time, she didn't say anything. And she was not on her phone, which I understand if you're distracted, like walking and talking or walking and texting. But not a dang thing to me.
Right. And you said she was an older lady?
Well, I wouldn't say, I'd say like 30s. I'd say like late 30s, maybe early 40s. She didn't look like, she wasn't my grandma or my mom.
Right. No, that's just really rude. Like, no.
I hope they fire her
you can't
today.
Do that.
Or tow her car in the park. I want to find out what car
she has.
We're
going to let you go for not acknowledging Joe when he opened the door for you.
I think it was totally wrong. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning to the Joe and Alex Show. Trying to be a gentleman here, and what happened yesterday as I was leaving work was like, oh, hell no, you did not. I'm leaving the station yesterday after the show, and there's this woman getting out the elevator, probably works on the third floor of our building, and I'm letting her out. I'm holding the first set of doors. She comes through, doesn't say anything. Second set of doors, doesn't say anything. Meanwhile, I'm over here.
On the door.
I'm like Hodor from Game of Thrones. No thank you, no acknowledgement. And I'm wondering, am I being like a little biatch? Am I being a baby about this? Or is it kind of rude if somebody doesn't acknowledge you at least one time? Live the web, girl. What are we getting on our social media?
Cammy said, no, Joe, you're so right. It's so rude. When people don't say thank you, I loudly say you're welcome and smile.
I love that.
Yeah, and then Rebecca said, should have walked to the second set of doors before her and slammed them, but I'm petty.
I love petty people.
I try to be a good person, but that is like, I honestly want to take the petty way out most of the time. Let's go to Carly on line number two this morning on the Joe and Alex Show. Carly, what do you think?
I think that is definitely rude. Even if you're on the phone, I would still like mouth the word thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or like look up and smile and make eye contact. Like that still like does something for people, you know?
No, for sure. Carly, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. I want to know if somebody thinks that I'm just being like a little baby about this. 317-239-1009. Let's talk to Carolyn on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think, Carolyn?
Hey, I think that's crazy that people do that. But I think what is worse than that is when you're riding through the Walmart parking lot. Or not parking lot, but Walmart. And people cross in front of you and they don't say thank you.
Oh,
I think
in the
that's
aisle?
Worse. No, when you're driving and they're crossing to go into Walmart and they take their time walking into the doors of Walmart and you got to stop and let them go and they don't say thank you. And a lot of times when they do that, I yell, you're welcome.
As the world turns,
put up
Walmart
your hand
edition.
And be like, thank you.
Carolyn's like, I don't like to yield for anybody.
Not when I'm trying to go to Walmart and get my cheese biscuits.
Come on, they're on sale. Carolyn, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it. 317-239-1009. Kathy on the Joe and Alex Show. You got a story about this. What happened?
Okay, after three boys, I've tried to teach them to open doors, be polite to women. Let me ask you, was the lady older or was she younger?
I would say she's late 30s, early 40s, which to me is not old.
Okay, well, I just find older people are more rude. My son held the door for a lady at the mall, and she walked on by. And I turned around real quick, and I was like, did she say thank you? And he's like, no. I chased her. I'm like, my son just opened the door for you. Why do you have to be rude and not acknowledge him?
What'd she say?
She's like, oh, I'm sorry. You know, like it was like I'm being rude.
Oh,
and
my.
No, when a young man opens the door for an older woman, that should show some kind of respect, and she should respect him. And I just think that older people nowadays just don't have the common sense. I mean, yeah, they want us to be the generation of being polite, but they're not showing the way.
I thought you were going to say something like she doesn't have like a voice box. Hello, you can open the door for me.
Well, she probably wanted to hit me with her pocketbook. But,
that's pretty good, Joe.
Thank you. I practiced before.
Sounds like Roz from Monsters, Inc.
Appreciate it.
Mike Wazowski.
So sad what she said. Like, I'm not going to lie. I've gone out of my way to not open the door. Like,
what?
I'll see, like, people come in and I'll, like, I don't want to ruin my day sometimes. So if I'm at the mall or whatever, like, I'll sit there and wait for them to walk by before I get to the door. I avoid it at all costs. I'm like, there's a good chance this person's not going to say anything to me. So I avoid it to avoid ruining my day.
You know, I feel bad, too. It's like, speaking of old people, though, when I go to church, and it's like, I love them, but God, I know you have a walker. You got to pick up the pace. I see you and I make eye contact, and I understand you had a hip replacement, but you got to walk faster.
Oh my gosh, Joe.
Live the web, girl. What are people saying on our social media?
Deanna said she's rude AF. I would have slammed the door in her face. So it seems like everyone on Twitter has come to a consensus.
I thought about it, but I mean, like, who am I to be an a-hole? Let's go to, is it Michaela on the Joe and Alex Show?
Michaela, but yes.
Damn it. Hey, Michaela, what's up?
Hey, I just want to say that is extremely rude. But then again, I know this girl. She's actually in one of my classes.
that won't let men hold the door for her in general. She thinks it's sexist.
Oh, God, no. Don't even set on that crap.
Please, I'm going to rip my ears off.
Alex,
what
are your thoughts, Alex?
Well, I'm not a feminist because I'm not a female that's oppressed in the United States of America. So that's a whole nother subject for me. But I mean, that's just ridiculous. If someone does something nice for you, guy, girl, whatever, you say thank you. This isn't rocket science.
As a guy nowadays, you're damned rocket if you do and damned if you don't. Like, if I don't open the door, like, oh, you're an a-hole. I do open the door. Oh, what, you think because I don't have a wiener I can't do anything for myself?
That's just so stupid.
Jeez. Hey, thanks for getting that controversy going. We appreciate it.
No problem.
Right, you have a good one. It's all good. I'm glad to hear other people feel the same way. I just don't have the balls to be like, you're welcome. In my head, I wanted to say it. Actually, in my head, I wanted to slam the door and just hold it there for a second, but couldn't do that.
Nuts.
You got anything else? Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. Also, Instagram, you can let us know what you think about this for Joe Wants to Know. Some different stories I wanted to get into today for Joe's Need to Know News. Some of them are actually like things you should know about. Things are just kind of interesting too. Sad news this morning. Did you guys hear about this? I don't want to grow
up. I'm a Toys R Us. Yes.
Toys R Us may be filing bankruptcy before the holidays.
I think they did as of this morning.
Yes. Sources say they're going to file for Chapter 11 in bankruptcy court as soon as the next several, like, I guess days. Like, they actually started it today. That's sad. What's going to happen to Jeffrey the Giraffe?
That is so sad.
He's getting laid off. Jeffrey the what?
Giraffed.
Oh, here we go again.
Oh, don't even start that stuff. I say it perfectly fine. If you went to the zoo, a zoologist would say, yes, over here in this exhibit is a giraffe.
No, they wouldn't. But anyway, I love Toys R Us. I grew up going to Toys R Us. I will be so sad. You know, it's just that kids aren't going to toy stores anymore. You know what's crazy is, what is that huge toy store in New York City?
FAO Schwartz.
Yeah, so I went there the first time that I went to New York City because it was like a tourist thing. I wanted to go see it. And right after I went, they had closed like a whole floor of it because they had to downsize because people don't take their kids to toy stores anymore. They just order toys online or they just get them while they're at Walmart or Target.
Amazon is going to be the death of every real retailer.
But there is a
Everything's going to come from Amazon.
I know, and there's something magical about going to just a toy store. There's a toy store over here on Mass Ave that I think is so great, and it's a local store. So buy your Christmas presents there this year. I mean, it's just sad. I don't want to see toy stores going obsolete.
Sorry, Jeffrey the Giraffe. Sorry to hear about that. How do you guys feel about bees?
Not a fan.
Producer MYK?
I love the bees.
They give you honey. Don't you like honey? Live the
I like
web
Burt's
girl?
Bees.
Honey.
Honey. This might scare you then. My wife hates bees and is a freak. Like, she'll hurt herself trying to get away from them. Six people were hospitalized after they were stung by a swarm of bees outside a grocery store. This happened in California. The beehive was hanging in a tree in the parking lot of the store when it was disturbed. I don't know exactly what happened. If somebody threw something at her, or just the wind blew. But this led the bees to start attacking several people, including two women who were completely covered in bees. Oh my gosh.
Ow.
Could you imagine that? Like it looks like you're wearing a bee suit almost. Yeah, the firefighters were also stung by the bees as they came to the parking lot to help. Three people and three firefighters were taken to local hospitals and all are expected to be okay. But like, we have a couple of bees. I saw like a inside the window in the house that we're renting now, I could see like a little bee's nest, like a small little one.
Watch out.
And she opened the curtain, she's like, ah! Like she ran out of the room.
Yeah, it's scary.
Wasps are like a-holes. Like, nobody likes wasps. They're mean. They don't produce any honey, as far as I know, and they like sting like crazy. But a bee, they're not going to bother you.
When I was little, we had a deck on our house, like a wooden deck.
Yeah.
And I was running around our deck naked, and wasp stung me while I was naked.
Why were you naked?
Because it's just young, wild, and free. I was like homeschooled.
So what,
weird.
We get drunk.
So what, we get stung.
So what, we have bees.
This is a heartwarming story, and it made me think about my dogs. This is why you got to microchip them. A dog disappeared in Florida 18 months ago. It was found 1,000 miles away, guys, in New York. Florida to New York.
The dog was like, this hurricane is my chance to escape and go to Broadway. I'm a dog who can sing.
The owners, they ended up getting contacted when somebody scanned the microchip. They're like, wait a minute. Hey, that's our dog. So,
it was a Yorkie, right?
Yes, a New Yorkie. Yes, it was a New Yorkie.